This channel is sponsored by Dab Apps.
Hello, I'm Nick Hibbard. I'm the Acting Executive Director for Environment, Development and Housing at Brighton & Hove City Council, which means that I have the overall responsibility for how we develop the future of the city as a place. So today's event is about major developments that are happening in the city. So in terms of the Seafront Investment Programme, that's the Council's approach to how we ensure that we're able to redevelop and renew the seafront for the future of the city. The seafront in many ways is the city's crown jewels, and it's the centrepiece of our visitor and visitor economy. And yet it needs significant investment, around about £100 million worth of investment. And as well as being the place where people enjoy visiting, it's also one of our major transport corridors. So what I'll be talking about today is the programme of investment that runs all the way from Shoreham Harbour in the west to the Salt Dean Lido in the east, and all of the projects along the way that will help renew the seafront and form the overall investment programme. Well, we've got significant projects already underway. Everyone will be aware of the I-360, which is due to open in the summer. And off the back of the I-360, we've seen development now happening on either side. So the seafront arches have been renewed, and not only is that providing new business space for businesses, local businesses, to be able to have a seafront location, but it's also renewing the structure of the A259 for the future. Alongside that, we'll be improving some of the public realm along the seafront, improving the public space either side of the I-360, and we also will start to see the development of the new shelter hall structure, which again helps us to redevelop that heritage structure that is currently closed down, whilst also providing reinforcements to the A259 road. Many people will be aware that we've recently had a council committee decision agreeing the preferred bidder for the King Alfred, and we hope to be able to release more details on that soon. And then there's a number of other projects along the seafront looking at how can we redevelop the Madeira Terraces, the Peter Pan site, and the Brighton Waterfront projects, which will see the relocation of the Brighton Centre to Blackrock. It's a fantastic time of opportunity in the city, and I think we're on the cusp of a new renaissance for the seafront. With real ambition and desire to see things happen, we're also in a good economic cycle, which helps ensure that those projects are viable, which means that the investment stacks up to allow projects to actually be delivered. But then lastly, the approach that the City Council's taken to having a coordinated programme has meant that we've been able to attract some public funding to help those projects be unlocked, and it's often small amounts of public funding that helps to unlock the much larger private investment that allows projects to actually take place. King Alfred will be developing a new leisure centre. Everyone will know that the current sports facility is tired and past its sell-by date and in need of redevelopment. And we are bringing forward a project that will see significant housing built on that site, with the housing development paying for a new sports and leisure facility. And the facility will really transform the sports offer, for not just for Hove, but really for the whole city. Peter Pan site, we're really building on the tradition of Brighton Seafront being a bathing location. And we're agreeing heads of terms with a developer following marketing that site to develop a 50-metre open water swimming facility, which really allows us to build upon the success and popularity of sports such as triathlon and open water swimming, which is currently happening both in the city and nationally. The council's website has updates on all of the major projects that are happening in the city. There's information there on what we're doing in relation to Madeira Terraces, Shelter Hall, and the King Alfred. So, yeah, by all means, go and have a look.
I am Nicholas Roll. I am co-owner with Carl Jones of Moshimo Restaurant. I'm here because I want to present the Skylight project that Carl and I are looking to do in Bartholomew Square. Skylight is a radical building that is basically will hover above Moshimo with sea views and views over the city. It's quite a radical building. I mean, something that really has never really been tried before, and that is literally to plonk a beautiful building, literally parasitically, on top of another. That's the idea. It'll be a restaurant. different restaurant to Moshimo, but accessed through Moshimo.
So like a hovering spaceship restaurant?
Yeah. We are at the stage where we will be getting planning permission hopefully soon. We were meant to have already got it, but there were some procedural problems that we had with the planning application. I'd say 2017 would be nice. What inspired me to do it is the real belief that that the city, the urban fabric, can be made better through creativity. To create value out of nothing is something that really excites me. The idea that you can take a space that is failed, which Bartholomew Square, let's face it, is a failed civic square, except for Moshi in it, and turn it into something that's exciting through creative architecture. And there are so many places in Brighton that that could happen. And that's what excites me. Well, Moshimo's behind Fish Love, which is now a global phenomenon, actually. It's a series of photographs that we produce every year to highlight and raise awareness about overfishing and the marine conservation. So it features celebrities naked holding fish in their arms, and it's been extraordinarily successful in getting the issue on the front pages of newspapers around the world. Moshimo.co.uk or the Fish Love campaign is fishlove.co.uk.
Hi, I'm Andrew Comben. I'm Chief Executive of Brighton Dome and Brighton Festival. So we were talking about the Royal Pavilion Estate Master Plan. That's a project work that is taking us through to 2023, but looking at the whole Royal Pavilion Estate and thinking about how best to restore and redevelop it. And we were talking particularly about the development of the Corn Exchange and the Studio Theatre, which is what I'm working on at the moment. These are Grade 1 listed buildings across the Royal Pavilion Estate in the middle of Brighton. They're amazing for anyone who knows Brighton. They think of the Royal Pavilion immediately. But the Corn Exchange was originally the riding school for George IV. It's the most wonderful space. We do almost everything in it, from conferencing, private events, to dance, contemporary dance, music, and theatre. But it's in desperate need of restoration, so it needs real investment in the structure of the building. But then we also want to improve it for our audiences and for visitors. I think of it as the Turbine Hall for Brighton, really, and we hope that we can really engage a whole new group of people in the work that we do here and create new art and new ways of telling the heritage of the estate. We hope to start in the autumn of 2016 and run through to 2018 with an opening in around the autumn of 2018.